want to welcome everyone to the first of two panels, as I extricate myself from a stream called Sounding the Counterfactual, Hyperstition and Audio Futurities, organized by The Occulture, which is David Cicchetto, Eldridge Priest, who's virtual today, and myself, Mark Carew. And The Occulture was conjured into existence through the blog medium in order to constellate esoteric imbrications of sound, affect, and hyperstition. Last fall, The Occulture organized Tuning Speculation, Experimental Aesthetics, and the Sonic Imaginary, a two-day workshop bringing together theorists and practitioners from Canada, US, Australia, England, and Germany, with the aim of spiriting out of the woodwork thinkers, addressing the idea of speculative aesthetics and proposing ways of tuning speculation to its imaginative and experimental principle. While several approaches can address the exclusion of the aesthetic from expressions of the current speculative attitude, we concentrated on the sonic arts as an initial point of entry for the reason that the latter rely on a constitutive conceit and effective imaginary that claims access to a material reality which can only be conceived through a rhetoric of immersion and mediacy. In this respect, we suggested that sound art, in the widest sense of the term, pressures the conceptual disconnect between the essentially fantastic gesture that speculation is and the necessary veracity that any realism or materiality demands. And I just want to say a few words about the second edition of Tuning Speculation, which we're organizing next November 7 to 9 in Toronto. This time subtitled Oral Lyrics and Imagined Network Futures, seeking to examine how orally inflected mediations might address the complexities of agency and its relation to the counterfactual when one's actions, feelings, thoughts, competences, desires, failures, and daydreams are implicated in the self-adjusting operation of nonlinear networks. And the CFP is online at theocculture.net. Deadline is in late July, so I encourage anyone who's in the room right now who's has any kind of hyperstitional, sonic, cultural inclinations to apply for this. And it's in this constellating spirit that this London critical stream we're taking part in today was advanced. So rather than read its foundational conceit, I'd like to cede the floor to our seven presenters, thanking them for rising to the challenge of adumbrating this emergent domain through their brilliant inventive provocations and deep engagements with the labyrinthine implications inherent to a sonic speculation. So each paper is approximately 20 minutes, and we'll have about 10 minutes of questions after each. In fact, there is no session right after, so we can extend it for an extra 10 minutes if we need to. We won't be booted out. And then we can continue discussions over lunch afterwards. So today we have three panelists, Lendl Barcelos and Ethics of Oral Ambiguity, Eleni Koniadou, Abstract Audio, and Eldridge Priest, who will be playing a recording and Skyping him in for questions. Paper called Upstream Color, Downstream Habits. So without further ado, Lendl Barcelos,